Well, had a wonderful opening ceremony. Now you've got the task of rounding off what has been a wonderful All-Tech FEI World Equestrian Games. How are you going to make the event go out with a bang?
Well, you know, I tell my students at the university all the time that you're only as good as your last performance. And so once it's over, it's over. And you've got to prove yourself all over again for the next performance. And so we've been working on the closing ceremonies to take the entire 16 days out in a big and celebratory way. We are celebrating, and there's a lot to celebrate: the success of the games, the success of Lexington putting on the games, the success of the FEI's decision to bring the games to the United States. There are so many things that we have to celebrate. And so it's going to be a celebration tomorrow. And we have, you know, we're very American, so everybody in the stadium's going to have pom-poms like they have at football games. And the French have been gracious to give us about 7,000 flags, and so we're going to pass those out, and we'll have some U.S. flags, about 7,000 U.S. flags, and so the stadium should look very celebratory. And we're going to celebrate the volunteers who have helped to put this game on. We have over 6,000 volunteers who helped to make the games happen. So we're going to celebrate the volunteers. We're going to bring in the athletes again and celebrate them and thank them for all of their work. Princess Haya will speak, as well as some of the other dignitaries. And then we're going to round it off with a big concert by Lyle Lovett and his large band. He's very popular here in the United States, and he's going to come on and for an hour just sort of rock the house and have everybody just dancing in the aisles. So that's the plan.
And you mentioned, of course, it's the end of the All-Tech Games here in Kentucky, but then you're passing the baton on to Normandy in France.
Correct.
So how do you incorporate that? Because while they both are horse capitals of their respective countries, they do them things differently there.
Well, they do. And but I think that we're going to have a fun time passing it on. We received from Aachen water. Of course, Aachen is the city of water. We took it a little step further here. The First Lady, Jane Brashear, wife of the Governor Brashear, wanted to do something really special. And so she gathered, with her help and from her office, we gathered water from all 120 counties in Kentucky. And we put that together with the water of Aachen. And so we're going to pass as a gift that on to Normandy. We're also going to give them something that Kentucky is very well known for, and that's bourbon and bluegrass. And so we are passing on to them bourbon and bluegrass along with the waters of Kentucky and Aachen.
It should be a great show. And have you, I suppose, been a real privilege to put on, be responsible for the opening and closing ceremonies at Kentucky's big event?
It has been an extreme honor to do this. I am so proud of all of the artists, the technicians, the organizers, everybody who went into helping to make this such a huge success. And that dawned on me about 3 days before the opening ceremonies. I thought, you know, if this goes well, it could be really good. And if it doesn't go well, well, I may have to find another state to live in.
Well, your infectious enthusiasm means I can't wait for the closing ceremony. Best of luck for it.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all you've done to get the message out about the World Equestrian Games out throughout the world.